Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches, which begins with the Gemara before in the bottom of Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down the following machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Itmar Amala ve'im bay Kazayis ve'etzem Mashlima Yo Kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Reish Lakish Amar Potter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Chiburei Oilen Ka'ilen Dami. Reish Lakish Amar Potter Chiburei Oilen Lav Ka'ilen Damo. Now, here one can ask the following kasha: what is pshat in this? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue, as far as a chiyuv chutz is concerned, if one is chayiv for being mala in eiver she'ein by kazayis, then an etzem is mashlima kazayis or not. Let Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue bifnim, if one has a k'tora kazayis, if one only has a kazayis, b'tzira of the etzem, which is mashlima kazayis. So to answer this kasha, here one can say, based on this, that we find in Tesis, that Tesis asks the following kasha, Vim Tamar, Ramuli Chibure, Hashaminu Rabbeichon Damer Parka Kaimitraba Yesh Aktor Bepachets Mikozayas, Vakivan the Choshev Aktor Bevnim Echaye Bachotz. Tesis answers his kasha by saying that by Shchute Chotz Mifter Tvei, Kedadashin Hocha Hashoim Huchayev in Echayev Al Hachoser. And since the entire halacha of Kazayas according to Rabbi Yochanan is only a halacha as far as Aktoras Chutz is concerned, based on the drasha of Al Hasholim Hu Chayev Ve'Einai Chayev Al Chaser, for that reason one can say that the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is only a chiyuv as far as Chutz is concerned, since as far as Bifnim according to Rabbi Yochanan one does not need a Kazayas, and Aktora Bepachas Mikazayas is considered Aktora, and therefore even without an Etzem to Mashlima Kazayas, it will be considered Aktora Bifnim. That is Uchira, how one can answer the Kasha according to the Shita of Tesis and Arsugya. In Tesis and Menachis, and Avchavavim, based on the other end, we find that Tesis argues, and Tesis explains that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says Beparaka Kaimatraba the Yesh Aktora Bepachas Mikazayas, is only referring to the Aktora of a Kaimetz. And as far as the Aktora of a Kaimetz, the Aktora of a Kaimetz is an exception. And by the Aktora of a Kaimetz, Rabbi Yochanan holds that we say Yesh Aktora Bepachas Mikazayas. But as far as every other Aktora is concerned, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, we will say Ein Aktora Pachas Mikazayas. Now, according to Tesis Menachos, again, one has to understand if so. What is pshat in this? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish only argue as far as a chiyuv chutz, and not as far as Aktora Bifnim. So to answer this kasha, I'd like to remark them with this, so we find in the Gemara later on, that the Gemara brings down the following shaila bo yirova, ma'ale reish ben yoyner shem ha-kazayis ha-melech mashim ha-kazayis ma'hu. Omer le Rava mi parzaki ravashi lav haino puktayu der beichnon v'Reish Lakish. The Gemara goes on to say, Tiboyu er beichnon, but Tiboyu er Reish Lakish. Tiboyu er beichnon. Ad kano ikam er beichnon hasam, ele etzem demino de basaru, avol melech to amino de baryenu hu loi. Tiboyu er Reish Lakish. Ad kano ikam er Reish Lakish hasam, el di parish mino lav mitzvah asuke, avol hacha di parish mitzvah asuke loi. Rashi explains this, our Gemara says, that by Melach, Yiparish Mitzvah Lasuke, the Gemara means to say, Yiparish Mitzvah Lachzar Ulem Ochai, Kedichsiv Oisashbis Melach Bris. And since there is a Mitzvah to be Meleach, the Roish Ben Yerina Shein by Kazayis, for that reason, our Gemara has it said that even according to Reish Lakish, who says, that Chiburi Eilen are Lav Ka Eilen Dami, and therefore, if one is mala in Eivir Shein by Kazayis, and an Etzem is Mashlima Kazayis, one is Potter. But as far as a Reish Ben Yoyner Shein by Kazayis and Melech Mashlima Kazayis, one will be Chayiv. L'chayr, one has to understand Pshat and Rashi. What is Pshat in this that we say? That there is a mitzvah lachzar u'amolchay. L'chayr, the Reish Ben Yoyner is Ein by Kazayis. And since the Reish Ben Yoyner is Ein by Kazayis, L'chayr, we should apply the rule of Ein Haktara Paches Mikazayis. And if Ein Haktara Paches Mikazayis, there is no mitzvah lachzar ulem ochay. So to answer this kasha ocher, one can say, based on this, how we find in the Mikdash David, in Simon Heyois Dalet, that the Mikdash David explains that the Gemara Shaila is only a Shaila as far as a Rosh Ben Yoina. As far as a Rosh Ben Yoina, that there is a special halacha to Makter Rosh Ben Yoina as we find in the Gemara before in that Samachayim at Aleph. For that reason, so too, we say that Papachas Mikazayas is considered a Haktara. And for that reason, the Mikdash David goes on to say that our Gemara chose to discuss a Rosh Ben Yoina, since only by Rosh Ben Yoina is there a tzad that one should be chayiv if one has melech, which is mashem the Rosh Ben Yoina or kazayis. But as far as a regular aver shame by kazayis melech mashem or kazayis, it is poshet that one will not be chayiv. The Mikdash David explains that only as far as a Rosh Ben Yoina, which has a din of aktara b'pachas mikazayis, just as far as a chiyuv chutz, even though one is makter something which has a din aktara b'fnim, but still there is another halacha that one needs a kazayis. Based on this, we find in Tesis, as far as aktara chutz, there is a new halacha of al hasholem hu chayv ein chayv al chaser, that for that reason one needs aktara of kazayis. That for that reason our Gemara has a tzad that as far as that halacha, we will say that melech is mashwimay or kazayis. But as far as an eiver shein by kazayis, that there is no din aktara b'fnim, it is poshet, that we will not say that melech is mashwimay or kazayis. The entire tzad of melech mashwimay or kazayis is only as far as the halacha of Allah sholem hu chay ve'enoi chay v'Allah chaser. That is how the Mikdash David explains pshat in this, our Gemara chose to discuss a Rosh Ben Yoina and not any other Eivor She'ein by Kazayis. Now, according to the Mahalach of the Mikdash David, that Rosh Ben Yoina is an exception to the rule of Ein Haktara B'Pachas Mikazayis. Since there is a special halacha to Makter Rosh Ben Yoina, so to one can answer the Kasha that we mentioned before. That for that reason, our Gemara says that even according to Rosh Lakish, there is a Shaila, since he parish me na, there is a mitzvah lasuke. And even though, generally speaking, Ein Haktara B'Pachas Mikazayis, but as far as a Rosh Ben Yoina is an exception. And by Rosh Ben Yoina, we will say Yesh Haktara B'Pachas Mikazayis, and therefore there is a mitzvah lasuke. And for that reason, based on the Mahalach of the Mikdash David, one can explain in other pshat in this, our Gemara is discussing a Rosh Ben Yoina and not discussing any other Eivor Shein B'Kazayis. Because as far as any other Eivor Shein B'Kazayis, there is no makom to have a shaila according to Rosh Lakish, since you will not be able to say that there is a mitzvah lasuke, since by any other Eivor there is no mitzvah lasuke, since there is no halacha to makriv an Eivor She'ein B'Kazayis, and therefore we will not apply the halacha v'sashbis melach bris. Based on this mahalach, one can explain pshat and this how we find in the Rambam in Parakites Mihochas Maisar Karbonas Halacha Yod, that the Rambam brings down the Shaila of our Gemara by any Eivor Shein by Kazayis, and the Rambam does not bring down the Shaila of our Gemara by Rosh Ben Yoina. L'chayr, one has to understand pshat in this that the Rambam changes the Shaila of our Gemara and does not bring down the Shaila of our Gemara Kitzurasa. Based on this, as we mentioned before, one can explain pshat in the Rambam as follows. Since the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Chanan, that if someone is mal and eiver shem el kazayis ve'etzem mashvim el kazayis, that one is chayiv, since we say that the etzem is mashvim el kazayis, and according to Rabbi Chanan, the shayl of our Gemara by Rosh Ben Yoina shem el kazayis u'malach mashvim el kazayis is a shayl if we say that Rabbi Chanan's halacha is only by an etzem, since etzem is mina de basar, avol melech to amina de bar yoina huloi. For that reason, according to Rabbi Chanan, the shayla of the Gemara applies to an eiver she'ein by kazayis as well. Do we say the melech is mashumi o kazayis just like an etzem is mashum an eiver o kazayis, or do we say that only an etzem is mashum in the eiver o kazayis since it is mina de basar, avol melech to amina de bar yoina huloi? This Rav Gemara brings down the Shaila as far as a Rosh Ben Yoina, and not as far as any other Eiver, is because our Gemara wants to explain that there is a Shaila even according to Reish Lakish. And according to Reish Lakish, the entire Shaila is only by Reish Ben Yena, and not by any other Aver, since by any other Aver we will not be able to say that he parish mitzvah la'asukei, and only by Reish Ben Yena can we possibly say that he parish mina mitzvah la'asukei. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat in the Rambam according to the Mahalach that we mentioned before. So again, as far as how to explain this, Ragamar says that by Melach there is a mitzvah la'asukei, even Heicha de Parish, even though we are referring to Reish Ben Yoina Shein Kazayis, can be explained based on this, that we will say that Reish Ben Yoina is an exception. And by Reish Ben Yoina we will say Yesh HaKtara B'Pachas Mikazayis. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara is based on the Yisoid that the Mepharshim say that even if we are to say Ein Haktara B'Pachas Mikazayis, that is only as far as this that we say that the Din Haktara of the carbon is not Niskayim B'Pachas Mikazayis. In other words, as far as this, that a carbon needs a Haktara in order to be considered, that it was Niskayim the Din of the carbon, one needs a Haktara of a Kazayis in order to Mekayim the Din Haktara of the carbon. But as far as what one was makter, it is considered a haktara even if one was only makter a pachas mikazayis. And since it is considered a haktara, even if one was only makter a pachas mikazayis, for that reason we will say that by Reish Ben Yoina Shein Kazayis, but still there is a mitzvah la'asukei, since even though one has a pachas mikazayis, but still it is considered a haktara the pachas mikazayis. And therefore we will apply the halacha of istashbis melach bris even to haktara of a pachas mikazayis. This that we explained, that even if we are to say ein haktara of pachas mikazayis, but still it is considered a haktara if one was makter pachas mikazayis. Just the entire halacha of haktara of pachas mikazayis is only as far as the kiyum din hakarbon, so to l'chayiz mavur and tesis on our base with the amascho ein hachaku, that tesis says that there is a halacha of madrinan peikin even bepachas mikazayis. From this, that there is a halacha madrinan peikin even bepachas mikazayis, Ocher one clearly sees that even pachas mikazayis is considered a haktara, and so to Ocher is mavura as well in the Gemara before and afchav tes amebeis. Based on this, one can answer the kasha that we started off with, and one can say this, that the machlokes between Rebbeich and Reish Lakish is only a machoikis as far as chutz and not a machoikis as far as pnim, because as far as being makter b'fnim, even a pachas mikazayis is considered a haktara. And even though, as far as a kiyum din hakarbon is concerned, one needs a kazayis in order to be considered that the din hakarbon was niskayim, but as far as being mekayim the din hakarbon, it is pashit that an etzem will not be able to imashim din kazayis in order to be considered that it was Niskayim the Din HaKarbon. In order that it should be Niskayim the Din HaKarbon, one needs to be Makter Kazayis from the actual carbon. As far as that, the Ashlamas HaEtzim Kazayis will not be enough to be considered that it was Niskayim the Din HaKarbon. And for that reason, the entire Machoikis between Rabbi Ichnon and Reish Lakish is only as far as the Chiyah B'Chutz, and as far as the Halacha V'Hashalim Hu Chai V'Einai Chai V'Hachaser, do we say that the etzem is mashlimo l'kazayis or not? And so too, as far as a Reish Ben Yoina Shein b'Kazayis u'melach mashlimo l'kazayis, the only shaila is as far as a shaila v'chiyuv chutz is concerned, and not a shaila as far as haktara b'fnim, since as far as b'fnim, it is considered a haktara. And as far as a kiyum din hakarbon, it is pashut that melach will not be mashlimo l'kazayis in order for us to say that it was Niskayim the Din HaKarbon, since again, in order to Niskayim the Din HaKarbon, one needs to be makter from the carbon of Kazayis. That is Ochira, how one can explain Pshat. In this, Rabbi Ichnon and Reish Lakish argue as far as a Chiyuv Chutz, and the Rabbi Ichnon and Reish Lakish do not argue as far as a Kiyum HaKtara B'fnim. Now getting back to our Gemara, again our Gemara says that the Shaila according to Reish Lakish by Reish Ben Yoina Shein Kazayis HaMalach Mashim HaKazayis is because he parish mina mitzvah lasuke. As we mentioned before, Rashi explains pshat in our Gemara to mean that there is a mitzvah lachzor ulemolchay k'dechsev leishashpes melech bris. The Biskrov, on the other hand, explains pshat in our Gemara based on the shita of the Rambam with a different malach, and the Biskrov is medayik the following diak the Rambam in Perek Tes Mehilchas Tamidim Musaf Anocha Aleph. The Rambam says, "Menaches kaidem uliyayin vayayin kaidem hashemen, vashemen kaidem ulavina ulavina kaidem es lamelach umelach kaidem leitzim." In the Achronim, for example, in the Ar Sameach, and in the Mikdash David, at the end of Siman Yud Gimel or Meir Simcha, the Mikdash David ask the following tmiya on the Rambam: where do we find the Karban Melach that we should say that there is a din kedima melach is kedim leitzim? The Biskrov explains pshat in the Rambam as follows, that from the Rambam one sees the following chiddush, that if melach was pirish from the aver, there is a mitzvah to mala the melach by itself. In other words, it was chal in the melach adin haktara, and the melach itself is considered like a murim, and for that reason, there is a din kedima, and the melach is kedim leitzim. The Makar of the Rambam is from this what we find in the Gemara Menaches and Afchafal from the base. That the Gemara Menaches says as follows: Tanu Rabbanon Melach Shagabe Aver Mayalin Bay, Shagabe Akevesh Vishabarish Shamazbeach Ein Mayalin Bay. Amr Amas Namar Krovi Kravtum Neashem Vishrichu Akayanim Alea Melach Vehelu Oisam Oilal Hashem. In other words, in the Pasuk of Vehelu Oisam Oilal Hashem, we run out that through the Malicha, it is chal on the Melach at Tiras Ola. And for that reason, there is a din Me'ila on the Melach. And so too we find that the Chaznish explains the Menachah Simen Chafes of Katan Tesayin, that through the Malicha, the Melach is Meskadesh V'Nas HaKarbin. And therefore, based on the Gemara Menachas, the Rambam is Mechadesh, that even if the Melach was pirish from the Eiver, but since it was chal on the Melach adin Karbin, for that reason, even if the Melach is pirish, there is a mitzvah to mala the Melach, and there is a din to makter the Melach. And for that reason, according to the Rambam, this Ar Gemara says, Iparish mina, that there is a mitzvah asuke. Ar Gemara means to say that there is a mitzvah asuke on the Melach that was pirish. And since there is a mitzvah to be mala the melach that was pirish, for that reason our Gemara is a tzad, that even according to Reish Lakish and Melach Shemashim Elokazai, since there is a din haktara on the melach. But now one has to understand, if we are to say that there is a chalois din haktara on the melach, and that din haktara on the melach applies even to melach that is pirish, if so, l'chayotri poshet, the melach Shemashim Elokazai is. So, l'chayrif mar Gemara, according to the shita, the Rambam one sees that if someone is makriv b'chotz l'kazayis from two karbonis, he will not be chayiv. In other words, in order to be chayiv, one needs to be makriv l'kazayis from one karbon b'chotz, as we find in the Tesiyantif Masecht and the Ula, and in the Keren Ura later on, and Afkof Tesim and Aleph, and for that reason, our Gemara has a shayla of melach is mashvim o kazayis or not. Based on this, one can say that this, the Rashi explains mitzvah asuke to mean that there is a mitzvah lachzor u'molchay, and Rashi does not learn like the Rambam that there is a mitzvah to imala the melach even if it is pirish, is because Rashi l'shitasei is mochrach that there is no mitzvah to imala the melach once it is pirish. Since we find the Rashi in Migon Daf Tesvav Min Aleph, and so too Rashi in Krisos on Daf Tesayin Min Aleph says that if someone is makter kazayis from two karbonis b'chotz, he is chayiv. And we are mitzarev to karbonis for the shir kazayis in order to be chayiv b'chotz. For that reason, had there been a din haktara melach b'fnei atzmai, then it should be poshet that melach is mashvim el kazayis, just like two karbonis are mitzaref one with the other to mashem to the shir kazayis to be chaya b'chotz. And therefore Rashi l'shitasei was mochrach that there is no din to makter melach b'fnei atzmai. And therefore this Ragamar says that there is a mitzvah lasukei is only referring to this, that there is a mitzvah lachzar u'emolchai. This that we said b'shitas Rashi, that according to Rashi, if the melech is pirish, there is no din t'imak to the melech if ne'atzmai, is because we will say that even though, from the Gemara Menaches, on the chafal from a base one sees, that it is chal on the melech a din ula, but the entire din hakrava of the melech is only together with the eiver, as we find in the Chazanish and Menaches and Simenachov Heis of Katan Tesayin. And since the entire Akrova of the Melech is only together with the Eiver, for that reason, if the Melech is purish from the Eiver, there is no din to yimak to the Melech bifnei atzmai. That is a Shita of Rashi. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. If there is a din to yimala the Melech bifnei atzmai, and there is a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, if two karbonos are mitzdarfim, zem zet v'chayev, if one is makter a kazayis from two karbonos b'chotz, that is a chiyuv what comes out from the shita of Rashi and the Rambam. Now getting back to our Gemara, again our Gemara has a shayla, if someone is makter a reish penyunya shem a kazayis a malach mashim a kazayis, if one is chayev or potter. As we mentioned, v'shem the Mikdash David says that by reish penyunya, even though, generally speaking, we say Ein Haktar B'Pachas Mikazayis, but Reish Ben Yina is an exception. And since based on the Gemara before Nav Samachim and Aleph, there is a special halacha to Maktir a Reish Ben Yina for that reason, even if the Reish Ben Yina is Ein B'Kazayis, but still it is considered Haktar B'Fnim, which is now like the Shita of the Panami Office that we find in Parashas Vayikra on the Pasuk Molak V'Hikter, that the Panim Yafis says that according to Mandomer, Ein Haktar B'Pachas Mikazayis, Ein Reish Ben Yina Haktar B'Fnim B'Fnei Atzmai, without being Mitzarif the Guf, since the Reish Ben Yina is Pachas Mikazayis. Now, here one has to understand according to the Shita of the Mikdash David, if so, one should be chai for being Makter Reish Ben Yina B'Chotz, even without Melach being Mashimu Kazayis, since it is considered Haktar B'Fnim. So according to the Mikdash David, again one sees from our Gemara that even though it is considered Haktar B'Fnim, but as far as Chiyuv Chutz is concerned, there is a halacha that one needs to have a shear of Kazayis. And for that reason our Gemara is a Shaila. If the Melech is Mashum the shear of Kazayis or not. In Tesis, on our base on the other end, we find that Tesis asks the following Kasha. Tesis asks, my time up, boy, crow, miute, pachas, mi Kazayis. Heichan matzinu shechai v'teir v'chatzi shir, v'chatzi zayis chatzi shiru, v'chatzi matzinu aktar v'eschai v'pachas mikazayis. Uchir, according to the Mahalach of the Mikdash David, in our Gemara, Tesis could have answered his kasha very simply, and Tesis could have said this, that when he's a drasha to mechadesh, when he's nachai v'pachas mikazayis, is because a drasha is necessary even by something which has Haktar Pachas Mikazayis, for example, Reish Ben Yina, that even though Reish Ben Yina is considered Haktar Pachas Mikazayis, but still, one needs a Kazayis, and one needs a Shir Kazayis in order to be Chayav HaChotz, and for that reason one needs Melech Timashvim HaYol Kazayis. That is a Chaya, a Kasha that one can ask, on Tesis Navkov Chesem Rebeis. So to explain Pshat and Tesis Navkov Chesem Rebeis Ochir, one has to say the following Chiddush, that Tesis understands that the Shaila of our Gemara is only a Shaila as far as Muktari Pnim are concerned. In other words, he was Mulek in Oif Bifnim, and then he was Mala the Reish Ben Yoina Bachotz. In such a case, we will say that the Reish Ben Yina is considered a Haktara even a Pachas Mikazayis, since there is a din to Makter the Reish Ben Yina Bifnim. And as far as such a case, since it is considered a Haktara Bifnim, one will need a drasha to Machadish HaShalom Hu Chai Ve'enoi Chayiv Al HaChoser. Tesis's kasha on the other end is as far as Muktari Chutz. What is Pshat in this? One needs a drasha as far as Muktari Chutz to Machadish. One is only chayiv and a kazayis. V'chirid is pasha. One is only chayiv and a kazayis. The muktari chutz, since ein haktara b'pachas mikazayis. That is a chira. How one can explain pshat in Tesis Navkov Chesna Beis and explain pshat in our Gemara according to Tesis. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara refers back to this that we learned in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Segli says, Shochat b'chot v'hela b'chot pater shoy hela ela davar pasol. Chachamim argue and chachamim say, Afashechet b'fnim u'mala b'chot kivan shayitziyai pasloi. And therefore, what is the difference between Ashechet b'fnim u'mala b'chot, which is chayiv, and Ashechet b'chot v'hela b'chot, which is pater? Both are pasol. Our Gemara goes on to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Glili. And our Gemara says, Hei shev Rabbi tachat Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Mal sheiche pefnimu mal abachot shohoi soi shahas ha-kosher. Toimer ba sheiche pachot mal abachot shohoi soi shahas ha-kosher. Our Gemara goes on to explain Pshat and Rabbi Yisrael Glili with a different Mahalach. And our Gemara says, Hei shev Rebbeza Reb Shimon tachat Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Mal sheiche pefnimu mal abachot shekin kodesh mekabloi. In the Bekevega, we find the Bekevega asks the following Tmiya on Rabbanan's Taina on the Shita Rabbi Yisrael Glili. The Bekevega asks that what is Pshat in this Rabbanan say? That what is the difference between Sheikhet Befnim Umala Bachot and Sheikhet Bachot Umala Bachot? Since even Sheikhet Befnim Umala Bachot is possible, Vokhirit is Poshet. The tshuva of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon in our Gemara, that sheichet b'fnim u'mala b'chutz halach is m'ola lo yered. On the other hand, sheichet b'chutz u'mala b'chutz at halach is m'ola yered. For that reason, sheichet b'chutz u'mala b'chutz should be pater, since halach is m'ola yered. And so too, Kvegar asks, what is pshat in this that Rabbi did not explain pshat in Rabbi Yisrael like Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon? And Rabbi answers and explains Pshat and Rabbi Yisrael Glili by saying that the difference between Sheikhet Befnim U'mala Bachot and Sheikhet Bachot U'mala Bachot is because by Sheikhet Befnim U'mala Bachot it was Hoysla Shas HaKosher. And we'll need Shas HaKosher in order to be Chayiv, and for that reason our Gemara says that by Shechita Balayla, according to the Mahalach of Rabbi Beshitas Rabbi Yisrael Glili, one will be Pater. And if halach is m'ola lo yered, one should be chayiv. So to answer the kasha of Reb Kivega, we find that Achronim answer the kasha based on this that we find in the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Korbanos Perek Yutes Halacha Zayin, that the Rambam says, Avo kachim psulim shoy psulim akodesh mehela mehen b'chutz chayiv. Keitzad kegoyin halon v'yitze v'atami v'shenifso machsheves ha'ivid, shakuan isrofin. Dalach is ma'avar ve'hela mehen b'chutz chayiv shenemer la'asos oisei la'ashem k'al nasa la'ashem chayav in olav ve'elu nasu la'ashem. From this the Rambam says that the reason why one is chayiv for being ma'ala these psulim b'chutz is because elu nasu la'ashem. The achronim, for example, the Beis Ephraim in Erechayim Simen Chav Gimel, in the Beis Zalman in Avon Ozo Hochas Ma'aser Kavanas Periches Halacha Gimel, and Perek Yates Halacha Yudawad Armadayik, that according to the Rambam, the Chivchot is not dependent upon the Halacha M'ola Lo Yerdu, but rather it is dependent if it is Nasa LaHashem or not. And this Halacha that one needs to be Nasa LaHashem in order to be Chayav Achot is only as far as Muktari Pnim are concerned. As far as Muktari Chot, there is no Halacha that one needs to be Nasa LaHashem in order to be Chayav. And for that reason, Rabbanan ask on Rabbi Yisrael Glili that if you pater the law of Muktari Chutz because of the psul of Chutz, if so, Sheikhet Befnim Umala Bachot should also be pater since they were Nifsal B'Yaitse. And as far as the problem of being Mala is something which is possible, we should not differentiate between Muktari Pnim and Muktari Chutz. And if as far as Muktari Chutz is a problem of being Malad of Apostle, so too this should be a problem of being Malad of Apostle as far as Muktari Pnim. That is one Mahalach with which one can answer the Kasha of Reb Kivager. But again, this Teretz is only according to the Shita of the Rambam. But in Rashi and Tesis, Nafkov Tes, and Manalaf, one clearly sees that as far as being Chai for being Malad of Chutz, one needs the Halach of him Olu Lo Yerdu. And only based on this, that there is a lach of m'ol yerdu, do we say that there is a chil chutz. If so, again, It is Hodra Korshas B'Kivego Adochte. So to answer the Kasha of B'Kivego Rochir, one has to say as follows. That as far as this, we find that any psal that has Allah Chavim O Yeyre, there is no Chiyah B'Achotz. Based on the drashas of the Mishnah later on, of Kuf Yud Beis Hamad Aleph, that will not apply to the psal of Chotz. As far as the psal of Chotz is concerned, we will not say that since the carbon is not roi lavi al Pesach el Moed, and the carbon is not roi lavi of the Mishkan Hashem, for that reason one should not be chayiv ola b'chutz, since that itself is a chiyuv for doing b'chutz something which one should do b'fnim. And for that reason, the entire tzad for us to say that there should not be a chiyuv b'chutz is only because there is a psul of yitzei. And had the Chiyuv Chutz only been referring to Karbonis which are kosher, and not to Karbonis which are apostle, then a psul of Yitzhi will be enough of a reason for us to say that there is no Chiyuv Chutz, and for that reason Rabbanon bring a raya from Shachap if Nim the Hela Bachutz when it's Chayiv, even though it was Nifsal be Yitzhi, that so too Shachap Bachutz the Hela Bachutz will be Chayiv. Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon, who is Meshiv Tachas Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, is Machadish, that there is a difference as far as the Etzem HaPsul is concerned. And there are two types of Psulim. There is a Psul that has Allah Chavim Olo Yered, and there is a Psul that has Allah Chavim Olo Yered. And even though there is a Chiyah for Chutz on a carbon which has a Psul of Olo Yered, but one will not have a Chiyah Chutz on a carbon which has Allah Chavim Olo Yered. So again, everyone agrees that as far as a psul that has Allah Chavim Olo Yered, this that there is no Chiyuv B'Chutz, is because since the Chiyuv Chutz is dependent upon this, that it was Dinei Likare Bifnim, and he was also B'Chutz what he should have done Bifnim, for that reason if Allah Chavim Olo Yered, there is no Chiyuv Chutz, since he's being Makriv a carbon that does not have a Din Likare Bifnim. And as far as that halacha is concerned, as far as the psul of chutz, we cannot say that this carbon is not of a din likare b'fnim, because this carbon has a din likare b'fnim, if not for the fact that he was asay b'chutz, and therefore he is chayav for asay b'chutz something which is dinei likare b'fnim. The entire tzad for us to say that there is a difference between im'olo yered and im'olo yered is only if we are to machadish that there is a chaymer psul of im'olo yered, and the Torah is not mechayev a chiyev of shchutei chutz by a carbon that has such a psul, and that itself is a machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon, and according to Rabbi, everyone agrees that the fact that the carbon has such a psul is not a reason that one should not be chayev for shechting and being makriv b'chutz such a carbon. And for that reason, Rabbi is meishiv tachas Rabbi Yisrael Aglili in other pshat. In this, we are mechalek between shachat b'fnim v'hela b'chutz and shachat b'chutz v'hela b'chutz. That is ochira, how one can miyashiv the kasha of Reb Kiveger. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says that there is enough nafkamina between Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon in a case that the Kabbalah took place in a kli chol. That if we are to say, like the shita of Rabbi, that in order to be chayav b'chutz, one needs shas hakosher, since the Kabbalah took place, b'kli chol is not considered as if it had a shas hakosher. On the other hand, if we are to say, like Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon, that is dependent upon kodesh mekabloi, like kibbalah b'kli chol, one has kodesh mekabloi. In Reb Kiveger, we find the Reb Kiveger asks the following tamia in Tesis Yifur and Daf Pedal Amud Aleph. And so to in Tesis Nida Naf Mem Base, we find that Tesis is Metzadid, that even according to Reb Shimon, if the dam was Nishbach Kedem Kabbalah, the Lach will be Im Ola Yered. As Tesis says, Umiyu Tzarechien Kishama Benishbach Adam Venevad Kedem Kabbalah, will Yomer Reb Shimon will Yeredu Beshvashchito Avada, Ela Beshanishbach Menakui Venevad Achar Kabbalah. Now, if we are to say that by Nishbach Kedem Kabbalah, even according to Reb Shimon, Alach Obiyam Ola Yered, if so, how are we to explain this? That if the Kabbalah took place, the Kli Chol, We say HaKodesh Mekaboy. Ochir, if the Kabbalah took place b'kuichol, it is as if the dam was nishpach kodem Kabbalah. And according to the Tzad of Tosfos Halacha, b'im ola yered. This is a kasha that Reb Kiviger asks, and so do we find in the Keren Ora in the beginning of Me'ilah. In Rabbeinu Chananel we find that Rabbeinu Chananel explains pshat. In this our Gemara says kibbur b'kuichol ika b'inayu. Is because by kibbur b'kuichol ein kodesh mekabloi. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Chananel explains pshat in our Gemara exactly the opposite of Rashi. And Rabbeinu Chananel explains that by kibbur b'kuichol one has shas hakosher since the shechita was done properly. But still the halacha is ein kodesh mekabloi, since the halacha will be m'ola yered. And this Rabbeinu Chananel says that halach is m'ol yered by kibbur b'kuichol is either because we are going according to the shita Rabbi Yehuda who holds that by nishpach dam m'ol yered, or because Rabbeinu Chananel understands like the tzad of Tosfos, how we mentioned before that even according to Rav Shimon, this that according to Rav Shimon by nishpach dam the halach is m'ol yered is only if it was nishpach la'achar kabbalah, and by kibbur b'kuichol is considered as if the dam was nishpach kodem kabbalah. And therefore, even according to Rav Shimon, the halacha will be m'ola yered. And therefore, based on Rabbeinu Chananel, one can answer Rabbi Kiviger's kasha by saying that according to that side of Tosfos, that according to Rav Shimon, by nishpach doma kodem kabbalah, the halacha will be m'ola yered, Tosfos will explain pshat in our Gemara like Rabbeinu Chananel and not like Rashi. But we'll hear from the Gemara later on that Kufid Alpha on the base one clearly sees that according to Rav Shimon, if the Kabbalah took place with Kuichol and one was Malah Bachotz, one is Chayiv. Which is a Chayiv based on this, that the halacha is a Ma'ola L'Yered. And since the halacha is a Ma'ola L'Yered, for that reason one is Chayiv. And therefore, the Kasha of Rabbi Kiviger is Hadra L'Dochte. So to answer the Kasha of Rabbi Kiviger, we find in the Taras HaKadosh before Naf Pidaud Man Aleph, and in the Chaznish and Zvachim Simon Yotesef Katan Dalid, that the Taras HaKadosh and the Chaznish say as follows. That Kibbur B'Kuichol is different than Nishpach Dama Kodem Kabbalah. Since by Kibbur B'Kuichol, one has a Maisa Kabbalah. Since by Bamas Yachid, a Kabbalah B'Kuichol is considered a Kabbalah. For that reason, the halacha will be M'ola L'Yered. And for that reason, our Gemara did not say that the nafkamina between Rabbi and Abuzer Reb Shimon is in a case of Nishpach Dama, but rather our Gemara said that the nafkamina is in a case of Kibbur B'Kuichol, since by Kibbur B'Kuichol one has a Maisa Kabbalah. But as the Taras HaKadosh asks, Ochir from Tosfos before Naf Pidalet, and so too from Tosfos and Nida one sees, that even as far as something which is considered a Kabbalah B'Bama, that itself is not enough to be considered a Maisa Kabbalah in order for us to say that one does not have the halacha of Nishpach Dama Kodem Kabbalah, which Tosfos is mitzadeh, that even according to Rav Shimon, the halacha will be Teired. That is the kasha that the Taras HaKadosh asks on his Teretz. So to answer the kasha of Reb Kiviger, we find in the Mefarshim the following Mahalech. That according to Tosfos, one has to explain Pshat in our Gemara like Rabbeinu Chananel that we mentioned before. And Kibbur B'Kuichol, since Ein HaKadosh Mekabloi, for that reason, one is Pater Bachotz. This how we find later on in the Gemara of Kufid Aleph from a base, that the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, one is Chayiv. Even by Kibbur B'Kuichol is not based on this that we say, that by Kibbur B'Kuichol I'm Olo L'Yered. But rather, as is mashma in the Lashon of Reb Shimon, it is because we say that since Bachot ki aigavna chayiv, that reason one is chayiv, even if he was shochat bifnim. As Reb Shimon says, akol shechayavin olav Bachot chayavin al kayyitzi by bifnim vehelu Bachot. In other words, this that according to Reb Shimon, the Loch is the one is chayiv, is because by Shochat Bachotz one is Chayiv even if the Kabbalah took place B'Kuichol. This that Bachotz one is Chayiv even though the Kabbalah took place B'Kuichol is because as far as Chotz is concerned, the defining factor if one is Chayiv or one is Pater is if such a Akrova be considered a Akrova B'Bama. And as long as such a Akrova be considered a Akrova B'Bama, then one is Chayiv Olav Bachotz. And since Kabbalah v'Klichola we consider the Akrava as far as Abama is concerned, since by Abama there is no halacha of a Klisharis, for that reason one is Chayiv Olav Bachotz, and the fact that halacha will be im Ola Yorad does not make a difference Bachotz, as long as such Akrava is considered Akrava b'Abama. Reb Shimon goes on to him a Chadish, that so too one will be Chayiv if one was shochach b'fnim v'hela b'chutz, since it is not worse than shochach b'chutz v'hela b'chutz, and if shochach b'chutz v'hela b'chutz is chayiv, since such a akrava is considered akrava k'sheira b'bama, so to one will be chayiv by shochach b'fnim v'hela b'chutz. Based on this, one can go back to the kasha of Reb Kiveger that we mentioned before. Again, Reb Kiveger asks that what is pshat in this, the Rabbanan say, and for that reason, since by both cases one has a psalm chutz, Kiveger asks, how can one compare the psalm chutz of shachap ifnim vehela bachutz to a case of shachap bachutz? By shachap ifnim umale bachutz, the law is ola lo yered. On the other hand, by shachap bachutz umale bachutz, the law is ola yered. Based on this, as we mentioned before, one can say as follows, that as far as this, that the psul of shachar b'chutz has halacha b'mo'la yered, does not affect shachar b'chutz u'mo'la b'chutz, since it is only dependent if such a hakrava is considered a hakrava k'sheira b'bama, and since shachar b'chutz u'mo'la b'chutz is considered a hakrava k'sheira b'bama, for that reason, the halacha will be that the din of m'o'la yered will not affect shachat b'chutz u'mala b'chutz. The only thing that could possibly affect shachat b'chutz u'mala b'chutz is this, that when the Torah is mechayiv for akrava b'chutz, the Torah is referring to a carbon which is kosher and not to a carbon which is pasul. And for that reason, Rabbanu bring a raya from shachat b'fnim u'mala b'chutz, that even though one has a psul of yetzei, but still there is a chiyo chutz, so too there should be a chiyo chutz by shachat b'chutz u'mala b'chutz. That is uchir and other mahalach with which one can be mitzadeh to answer the kasha of Reb Kiveger. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Mishnah says chaymer b'shchita mei ba'aliyah uva'aliyah mei b'shchita chaymer b'shchita shashichet lehedyet chayiv v'amala lehedyet pater. Now to explain the case of amala lehedyet, we find that Rashi explains Hamalu lehedyet to mean that he was Malu l'shem avedu zara. And for that reason, Rashi goes on to say that this, that our Mishnah says Hamalu lehedyet pater, means that he is pater mishum ala aschotz, but he is chai mishum oyved avedu zara. Now, here one has to understand pshat and Rashi. Why did Rashi explain Hamalu lehedyet to mean that he was Malu l'shem avedu zara? Why didn't Rashi explain Hamalu lehedyet to be the same as a sheichet lehedyet, which Rashi explains to mean that he was sheichet kachim b'chutz l'achilas hedyet? So to explain pshat and Rashi, we find that the Sfasemes says as follows, that had he been malo l'achilah b'kayetze b'zad is pasha, that one is potter, since such a law is considered a ma'isa sreifa ba'oma, and it is not considered a sheyale. And this, though, needs a pasuk to mechadesh hamalo lehedyet his potter is only if he is malo l'shem avodah zarah, since such a law is considered a haktara. And for that reason, one needs a pasuk to mechadesh that even though he is doing a haktara b'chutz, but still he is potter, since he is not doing a haktara l'shem Hashem. That is how the Sfasemes explains pshat in Rashi. In the Rambam, in Perek Yutes Mehuchas Ma'isah Karbonas Halchalaf, we find that the Rambam says as follows: Veinei Chai Vatchiyale L'Hashem Shenemer La'aseis Oisei L'Hashem Ad Shiskaven L'Hashem. In the Achrinim, for example, in the Menchus Chinuch, at the beginning of Mitzvah Tov Mem in the Keren Ira, and in the Chavetz Chaim in Zevach Teida, the Achrinim are Medayik from the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, in order to be chayev for halal, one has to be ma'ale l'shem Hashem. If one will be ma'ale stama, one will be potter. In other words, from the drasha of Hashem that our Gemara brings down, it is mischadesh, and in order to be chayev for halal, one has to be ma'ale specifically l'shem Hashem. And if one was not male specifically l'shem Hashem, then one is potzer. And this our Mishnah says, that by male lehedyit one is potzer, male lehedyit is lav dafka. But rather, as long as one was not male l'shem, then one is potzer. And so to we find his mefurish in the Ravid and Teres Kainim, that the Ravid says, Pirash ha-male lehedyit koshatala shaloi l'shem shamayim nikra male lehedyit. In the Mefarshim we find that the Mefarshim are Medayik and Rashi. The Rashi argues in the Rambam, and Rashi understands that if one will be Male Stam, then one will be Chayiv. And only if one is Male specifically for a different purpose, then one is Potter. And for that reason Rashi explains Male Lehedya to mean that he is Male L'Shem Avodah Zarah. This that according to Rashi, one is only Potter if one is Male for a different purpose, and not if one is male stamma, is a chayyah, because Rashi understands that the drasha of our Gemara, the one has to be male l'shem, is not a halacha, the one has to be male specifically l'shem Hashem. But rather, in l'Hashem was nischadish, and in order to be chayyah for halacha b'chutz, it is not enough just to do a ma'isa of srifas korban b'chutz, but rather one needs a ma'isa of akravas korban b'chutz, and in order that it should be considered akravas korban b'chutz, one needs that the law should not be l'shem avodah zarah. If the law is l'shem avodah zarah, then it is no longer considered a ma'isa of akravas korban b'chutz. The kavanah l'shem avodah zarah is mafkia the akrava from being considered akravas korban b'chutz. And for that reason, male lehedyit is potzer. This that we say, that a sheichet lehedyit is chayiv, is because as far as Shechita Bachutz is concerned, this that one is chayiv for being Shechit Bachutz is for doing a Maisa Shechita Bachutz. And for that reason, HaShechit Lehedyit is chayiv. And according to Rashi, there is a fundamental difference between HaShechit Bachutz and HaMale Bachutz. As far as Shechit Bachutz, the chayiv for being Shechit Bachutz is for doing a Maisa Shechita Bachutz. On the other hand, as far as halacha b'chutz, the chiyuv for being male b'chutz is a chiyuv for doing hakravas korban b'chutz. That is l'chira, what comes out from the shita of Rashi. Now let us go on to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, chomer b'aliyah, that shnayim she'ochzu b'sakin v'shochtu p'turin, ochzu b'iver v'helu chayovin. In the Ritva, in Kiddushin, and that from Gimel Amaral, we find that the Ritva asks the following kasha. What is Pshat? In this, how we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara explains that the Makor, for Shnayim Sha'ochzu V'sakim V'shochtu Arpturin, is based on a drasha of Ahu. That from Ahu we learn out, Echad Loishnayim. Let us learn out that Lacha Shnayim Sha'ochzu V'sakim V'shochtu Arpturin, from the drasha of Basaisa, that from there we learn out, in Shabbos and Atzadi Beis and Beis Adi Yochid Sha'asa Malacha Chayiv Shnayim Sha'asua Pturim. That is the kasha that the Ritva asks on our Gemara. From the Ritva one sees that the Ritva understands that this Halacha of Shnayim Sha'asua Pturim, which is learned out from Ba'aseisa, is Halacha in Kol HaTerekua, not only Halacha as far as Shabbos is concerned, which is not like we find in the Pnei Yeshua in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Pnei Yeshua is mitzaded to prove from our Mishnah and our Gemara that Halacha Shnayim Sha'asur Pturim is only Halacha as far as Shabbos is concerned. In the Bekevega we find the Bekevega proves from the Kash of the Ritva that Halacha of our Mishnah Shnayim Sha'achzu V'sakim V'shachdu Pturim is only referring to a case of Zeh Yachol V'Zeh Yachol. By Zeh Einu Yachol V'Zeh Einu Yachol, then one will not have the Ptur of our Mishnah, and Shnayim Sha'ochzu B'sakim V'shachtu will be Chayavin. Since had Halacha been that there is a Ptur even by Zeh Einu Yachol V'Zeh Einu Yachol, then let the Ritva answer that one needs a Drasha V'Ahu Echad V'Yishnayim T'yumayit, such a case of Zeh Einu Yachol V'Zeh Einu Yachol, that as far as Kol HaTerekua Zeh Einu Yachol V'Zeh Einu Yachol is Chayiv. Now, here one has to understand Pshat in the Raya of Reb Kivega from the Kasha of the Ritva. The Ritva's Kasha is a Kasha, and this we find in our Gemara that there is a drash of Awe'achad Voishnayim to Yemayet Shnayim Sha'ochsu B'sakin. Here the drash of Ahu is even going according to the Shita of Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. Reb Shimon is Mandamer in Shabbos who says that even Zei Niyachol v'Zei Niyachol is Pater based on the Drasha of Bas Eisa, and therefore the Ritva can ask his Kasha according to Reb Shimon. What is Pshat that according to Reb Shimon one needs a Drasha about who? If according to Reb Shimon, Zayin Yachov is Zayin Yachov is also Pater. And for that reason, we find that the Tosfos Toch and Kiddushin only answers the Kasha by saying that one needs a Drasha of Echad Voishnayim to Mechadish Zayin Yachov is Zayin Yachov. That will Koy Alma, the Yachov is Chayiv, and even according to Reb Shimon, the Yachov is Chayiv. But still one has a drasha of Echad Voishnayim to Mechadish that even the Yachol is Potter. That is a Ha'ora that one can Me'ir on Reb Kveger. Now getting back to the Kasha, the Ritva again, the Ritva asks, what is Pshat in this? One needs a drasha of Echad Voishnayim. Typically, one is Potter just like one is Potter B'chola Terakua based on the drasha of Bas Lisa. The Ritva and other Yishenim and Kedushin answer the Kasha as follows. That this only the drasha of Echad v'Shnayim is because since we find that by Allah, Shnayim Shehelor Chayavin based on the drasha of Ishish, I would say that so too Shemachayev Shnayim Shachtu Besakin Vishachtu. And for that reason, we need the drasha of Echad v'Shnayim to be Mechalik between Allah and Shchita, that even though Shnayim Shehelor Chayavin, but still Shnayim Shachtu are Peturin. Now, one has to understand Pshat in the Teretz of the Ritva. This, that the Ritva says, that when he's a drasha of Echad v'Shnayim to Mechalik between Shechita and Halav, is Ochera only if you are to say like the Shechita of Reb Shimon, who says that Shnayim Shehu Rechayavim and Shnayim Sheochsu Besakim Veshochtu are Pturim, and therefore he needs a drasha of Echad v'Shnayim to differentiate between Shechita and Halav, but according to Reb Yosi, who says that even Shnayim Shehelu are Pturin, if so, what is Pshat? In this, that one needs a drasha of Echad v'Shnayim to Mechadish, that two are Pturim. What happened to the halacha of Bas Lisa, which is Mechadish of Echola Terakua, if two people do something, they are Potter. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, one should not need the drasha of Ahu Echad v'Shnayim. So to answer this kasha, one can say one of two Mehalchim. Either one can say that the entire kasha, the Ritva, was only a kasha according to the Shita of Reb Shimon. According to Rabbi Yosi, the Ritva never had a kasha, since according to Rabbi Yosi, one can explain that the drasha of Echad v'Shnayim is necessary to Mechadish in a case of Zeh Eino Yachol v'Zeh Eino Yachol. And as far as such a case, v'chol ha'terakua, according to Rabbi Yosi, they are both chayiv. And for that reason, when he's a drasha of Echad v'Shnayim to Mechadish, that as far as chutz, they are potter. The entire kasha, the Ritva, was only a kasha according to the Shita of Reb Shimon, who holds that even mechol terakua zeinu yachov zeinu yachov are potter. On the Shita of Reb Shimon, the Ritva asks, if so, what is pshat in this, that according to Reb Shimon, one needs a drasha of echad v'leishnayim? And the Ritva answers that according to Reb Shimon, one needs a drasha of echad v'leishnayim to be mechalek between Shchita and Halah. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Ritva. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Ritva is by saying the following chiddush, that there is a tremendous nafkamina between the drasha of Bas Lisa according to Rabbi Yosi and the drasha of Bas Lisa according to Reb Shimon. According to Rabbi Yosi and other tanoim, who understand that from the drasha of Bas Lisa we are only memayit zayachov zayachov and zayin ayachov zayin ayachov are chayavim. The Ptur of Zayachov, Zayachov is based on this, that it is Lav or Chayu Bahachi, as we find in Rashi and Shabbos on Sadi Beis and Beis, since each one has the ability to do it by himself. If two people do it together, it is considered a Shinoi. Based on this, one can say, as we find in the Mefarshim, that as far as the Ptur of Zayachov, Zayachov, which is based on the fact that it is considered a Shinoi, that is only Halacha, as far as Shabbos is concerned. As far as Kol HaTerakua, that Ptur of Zayachov, Zayachov will not apply. And for that reason, the Ritva cannot ask his Kasha on the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. What is Pshat that we need to drasha of Echad v'Shnayim? Since according to Rabbi Yosi and other Tanam that argue in Reb Shimon, the Ptur of Bas Lisa only applies to Shabbos Like we mentioned before, b'shem the Pnei Yeshua. The entire kasha that falls only according to the sheet of Reb Shimon, who understands it from Ba'aseisa, we were now Zayin Yachol v'Zayin Yachol. And according to Reb Shimon, who explains that the Ptura Ba'aseisa is referring to Zayin Yachol v'Zayin Yachol, that Ptura will apply to Kol HaTorah Kula, since the Ptura has nothing to do with the fact that the Malacha is being Na'ase b'Shinoi. And for that reason, the Ritva's kasha is only according to the sheet of Reb Shimon, and for that reason the Ritva answers that according to Reb Shimon, the kasha is not a kasha, since one needs a pasuk of Alecha v'Lishnayim to Mechadish, that there is a difference between Shechita and Allah, and even though, by Allah, Shnayim Shehor Chayavin, but Shnayim Sheachsu Besakim Veshachtu will be Peturin. In the Achrenim, for example, in the Tveres Yisrael, on our Mishnah, and in the Sefer Zikaron, for the Chazon Yecheskel Amarayin Hei, we find another Mahalach with which the Achrenim answer the Kasha of the Ritva. And the Achrenim say the following Yesod, this, that there is a Miyat of Ba'aseisa to Yemayit Shnayim Sha'asu, that is only if the Iker Chiev is for the Maisa. For example, by Melacha Shabbos, that the Chiev is for the Maisa Melacha, for that reason we say that by Shnayim Sha'asu there is no Chiev for the Maisa. But by Shchutei Chutz, the Iker Isser is not for the Maisa, but rather the Iker Isser is for this, that the carbon was Nishchat Pachotz. And for that reason, there is a Havamina to say that even by Shnayim Sha'ochzu B'sakim V'shochtu, they should be Chayavim, since our day Shneyim, the carbon was Nishchat Pachotz. That is another Mahalach, which we find in the Achrenim as far as how to answer the Kasha of the Ritva. In the Mepharshim, we find that the Mepharshim go a step further. And the Mepharshim go on to say this, that we say after the Drasha of Ahu, that Shnayim Sha'ochzu B'sakin Arpturim, is because from the Drasha of Ahu was Neschadish, that the Chiyuv for Shechita Bachotz is for doing a Maisa Shechita Bachotz. And for that reason one has the Ptur of Shnayim Sha'ochzu. On the other end, by Allah, that the Chiyuv Bachotz is for this, that the carbon was Hokra Bachotz. For that reason we say, Shnayim Sha'asu Ar Chayavim. In other words, even though Misfar would have said that as far as the Chiyuv for Shechita Bachotz, the Chiyuv is for this, that the carbon was Nishchat Bachotz, and for that reason Shnayim Sha'asu should be Chayavim. But in the Drash of Ahu was Neschadish, that the Chiyuv is for the Maisa Shechita, and for that reason one will have the Ptur of Shnayim Sha'asu just like Kol HaTerakua. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara explains that according to Reb Shimon, this that the pasuk says, Ahu by Allah, that Ahu by Allah is not coming to Mechadish Echad Voishnayim, since according to Reb Shimon, Shnayim Sha'u or Chayavin, but rather Ahu is coming to Mechadish to be Mamayit, Sheigig, Onos, Emote. Tesis asks the following kasha, Vatema Lomuli Kralim Iftri Mikaras Kashu Sheigig, Pshita Bar Karbenhu. The Ramban in Kiddushin, and that from Gimel Ralph brings down Meshem, Ayesh Mefarshim, to answer to his kasha by saying that this, that there's a drash of Alchum Yuteshegig, is coming to Mechadish on Yeshegig, Aymote, Pater Mikarbin. In other words, the drash of Alchu is not coming to Mechadish, that there is no Chiv Karas by Yeshegig, but rather it is coming to Mechadish, that there is no Chiv Karbin by Yeshegig, Aymote. The Ramban goes on to ask, The Rambam brings down the teretz of the Ish Mefarshim to the Kasha from the Mishnah and Krisos by saying as follows. In other words, this, that the Mishnah in Krisos says that B'Shegig, there is a Chiyuv Chatas, is only referring to a case of Omer Mutter. The Joshua, who is coming to Mechadish, that there is no Chiyuv Korban, if he is Shegig, Shein Zalilai Mutter, Leimer Shezeh Beis HaMikdash. Now, one has to understand Pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim. In such a case, he is a Mesasik. And since, in such a case, he is a Mesasik, it's reported that there is no Chiyuv Korban. And so too one can ask on the Teisus HaRosh in Kiddushin that from Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Teisus HaRosh asks that what is pshat in this only is a drasha of ahuvoy oines. Chaya oines is pashat, as we find the Tesis asks in our sugya. The Tesis Rashi answers by saying that oines is referring to a case that edim oimimoy de behemazu eina karbin shegig kagain de savar hu shohuin. And the Tesis Rashi goes on to say, "V'haydim ha'itchegig mikoris mi'atev a korban mechayiv." Well, one has to understand how can one mechayiv a korban by such a shegig? He is a mesasik. And so, too, we find in Tesis and Shabbos on the fine Gimel Madaf and Tesis and Sanhedrin on the Samach Beis and the Beis that there is a p'tur mesasik by shchutei chotz. So to explain Pshat in the Tesis HaRosh and the Yesh Mepharshim that the Ramban brings down Al-Khira, one has to say based on this that we said before, that the Chiyah for Shchutei Chotz is not for the Maisa Shchita Bachotz, but rather it's for this that the Korban was Nishchat Bachotz. And as far as such a Chiyah, there is no Ptur Mesasek. Mesasek is only a Ptur where the Chiyah is for the Maisa. And by Mesasek we will say that it is not considered that the Maisa took place. But if the chiyuv is for this, that the korban was nishchat b'chutz, even mesasek will be chayiv. And for that reason, the Tesis HaRosh understands that even a mesasek is chayiv a korban. And for that reason, the Yesh Meforshim that the Ramban brings down understand that one needs a drasha to mechadish, that one is potter, even though one has a shchitas korban b'chutz. This a Tesis and Shabbos and Tesis and Sanhedrin argue. And Tesis and Shabbos and Tesis and Sanhedrin understand that there's a Ptur Mesasek by Shchutei Chotz is Ocharia because the Shita of Tesis and Shabbos and Tesis and Sanhedrin is this, that the Chiyah for Shchita Bachotz is a Chiyah for the Maisa Shchita. And for that reason, there's a Ptur Mesasek just like there's a Ptur Mesasek B'chola Terakua. That is Ocharia the basis of this Machlekes Harishainim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.